In the very long vigil service we had this morning, we heard 12 prophecies from the Old Testament, all of which prefigured our Lord, his resurrection, his good deeds, his salvation, and also baptism into his grace. Today I mention you especially because of the waters of baptism have rejuvenated another soul this morning. I speak to you about the fourth prophecy where Moses divided the Red Sea. There was hardly any more lower state than for the nation can have than was the part of our God's chosen people, the Israelites, when they were in Egypt. They had to work to death. They had to bear suffering, reproaches, persecution, and finally the danger of even being target of genocide. And eventually our Lord, he produced and he lifted the great prophet Moses, whose job was to take the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land. But the Pharaoh, who was the cause of all the hardships the promised people had to go through, he didn't want to leave. He didn't want to release them, but wanted to keep them in his kingdom. So therefore, Moses had to make very many miracles, which were cause of scourge to the Egyptians, so that finally the Pharaoh would let them go and leave to the promised land. And he made many miracles which caused great suffering to Egyptians, but all the time Pharaoh made excuses why he couldn't keep his promise to release the Israelites. So finally God told Moses that the final scourge would be the worst, namely that an angel of the Lord would come and kill all the firstborn of the Egyptians. And when God spoke to Moses, he told the prepare Israelites for this sudden departure to promised land. This departure was to be made right after the Feast of Pasch, when the Israelites would have eaten the Paschal lamb. And the blood of this Paschal lamb, they would sprinkle to the doorposts of their houses. So when an angel of the Lord would come and kill the firstborn, the Israelites would be spared. So this Moses did and warned them, and he told the Israelites that they have to be prepared for the very sudden departure. They have to have their loins girt with the cincture so that they are ready to leave immediately, even in the middle of the night. And they have to sleep while wearing their shoes. And also night before on Pasch night, they have to eat well, not just the lamb, but also bread and lettuce, so they would be strong enough to depart for their long trip. And indeed, angel came and killed the firstborn, but he spared the Israelites who were sprinkled with the blood of the lamb. And indeed, because the horrible catastrophe which faced the Egyptians, Pharaoh now promised to let the Israelites go. And indeed, that very night of the Pasch, they left to their own promised land. But Pharaoh repented. He was filled with anger, and he wanted to take now revenge to the Israelites who had humiliated him. He started to chase the Israelites, and when he was about to get them, the chosen people came at the shore of the Red Sea. Now Israelites were truly between rock and the hard place. The Egyptians, who were thirsting for their blood, behind them and right in front the cruel waves of the Red Sea. So Moses received another command from God, that he was to stretch his rod over the sea, and in this way divide it. And indeed, the oceans departed, and there was a clear way for Israelites to walk across the sea. The Egyptians followed them, but the storm arose, and their whole troops fell into confusion. And at the command of God, Moses stretched his arm, and the sea ate all the Egyptians, and not one of them was spared. Dear faithful, St. Paul says in the Corinthians that departing across the Red Sea was truly like a type of baptism. We, as Catholics, by baptism, we have departed from the state of sin, from the state of hatred and self-love, to the promised land, to our Lord's own nation here on this earth, namely the Catholic Church, and also given promise of the everlasting nation in heaven. Through baptism, in order to be saved, we must pass through the waters, just like the Israelites had to pass through waters when they were fleeing the Egyptians. And for us Catholics as well, going, leaving, doing the will of God is sometimes a very hard thing for us to do. So many times in our lives, we too are like between a rock and a hard place. We wouldn't want to commit a sin. We have that much decency left in us, so that we want to stay away from sin, at least from mortal sin. But so oftentimes, doing the will of God also seems so hard, seems so much contain so much work. It would be so much better if life would be like the Protestants would imagine it to do, that you just believe in Jesus and you are saved. But from the scripture, from the revelation, we know that's not true. In order to be saved, you not just have to believe to Jesus, you must also be his follower. You must follow him even across the sea, even across the ocean, if that's what God wishes you to do. Doing the will of God oftentimes is very hard, but that's why God has given us sacraments. He has given us a church. He, by his glorious resurrection, has shown us that we indeed are called to sanctity. We indeed are called to holiness. And we indeed are, by baptism, made the children of God. It was at the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus when everybody saw that it is truly the portion and inheritance of man that he also should resurrect and go to live with God in heaven. So just like through the blood of the Lamb, the Israelites knew that God would spare them, so we also, being members of the church in baptism, we don't need to guess if we are saved. We don't need to guess or be worried if we are children of God. So certain is the fact of the resurrection of Jesus, that even the secular world, even the secular historians hold that as a positive historical fact. Our Lord was living in this world like any other man, but he died, not only died, but he was cruelly put to death after horrible torture and humiliation. And still after his death, his friends saw him. They saw that the tomb was empty, and they saw that he had resurrected, and afterwards saw him, this very same Jesus, with their own eyes. So we as well, we don't need to guess if we are called to heaven. We don't need to guess if our sins are forgiven. Through sacraments, we know that this is indeed so. by baptism, we know that God has indeed remitted us from the sinful world. By sacrament of penance, we don't need to guess if our personal sins are forgiven. By absolution of the priest, we know that this is so. And we don't need to guess if we are daily or on weekly basis filled more and more with grace. By going to Holy Communion, receiving his body and blood, we know this to be so. And when our own death arrives, when the final hour or moment and minute in our lives comes in front of us, through the sacrament of extreme unction, we don't need to guess if we truly will see God face to face after our death. By his loving establishment of the sacraments, we know that this is so. Just like from history and from the revelation of God and Church, we know that Jesus Christ resurrected. By his grace-giving sacraments, we know that will be our part as well. So, dear faithful, on this glorious Easter, after the long Lent is now finally behind us, now it's time to enjoy and marry and be, last of all, extremely grateful to Almighty God of this wondrous resurrection and of this wonderful Catholic Church which we have. So many people walk in darkness because they refuse to see our Lord's so great grace which he gives through his Church and sacraments. We, dear faithful, we do not walk in darkness anymore, but we have the blessed assurance and certainty to our dear Lord's Church, to which we are made members in baptism, that indeed we too will follow our Lord in his glorious resurrection, and that we know this to be so already here on this earth, and by which knowledge we can with confidence prepare for our own final day on this earth. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.